I just really like that. The fade out. It's just nice.
Better to fade out. Or, yeah. No, wait. I don't know. Can't remember. It was going to sound really cool, but I can't fucking remember now. Oh, yeah. Well, no. Damn it. It's not better. It's better to burn out.
Burn out? Fuck. Oh, boy. We're amongst our spooky season. Some people, it doesn't start till October, but ours has started early. Well, I don't think it's early.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, spooky season. And because it's spooky season, we got some more horror for you.
Yeah, but we got some horrors for you.
Horrors, oh.
And they have been checked.
I see what you did there. Yeah. But before we get started into that, gonna go ahead and get the welcoming out of the way. Welcome to the Tangent Versus Movie Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Kelvin, and with me, as always, forever and always, the one, the only,
the Chris, where we will be rambling on
and ramble on. I can't even think of it, but yeah,
sing my song,
something like that. I can't.
Ramble on, ding dong.
Yeah. And like I said, it's spooky season. So we got spooky horror movies that we're going to be talking about today, tonight, this evening for us, whatever time you're listening to it. We are versing 1985's Fright Night against the remake from 2011.
Fright Night. For real.
You like your vampires? I don't know what the fuck that was. I usually don't like my vampires all like disfigured and stuff, but it's okay for this film. Like, you know?
It was okay, yeah.
But before we get into that, do we have anything that we want to just tangent about? Because, you know, that's what we do a little bit of the Tangent Versus. Let's see. In the spirit of horror and things like that, the latest episode of What If has been out for little bit. Spoilers if you haven't watched the newest episode. But we were talking about this a little bit off the mic. We can get it on record. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay, let's talk about that.
So, zombies. What if...
That's what happened.
Zombies. And did you say you like... Is this your favorite? You say this is your favorite one out of them all thus far?
I don't know if it's my favorite, but I didn't hate it. Okay. I liked it.
And there will be spoilers. Like, we're going to just talk about the things and events that happened in this episode. So, you have been warned. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you pause this right here and go check it out.
It was like, come back. I don't know, it's like, what if the fucking MCU got real fucked up?
Dark turn. And, yes, I think this was prepping us. First things, my opinions in this. I don't know if this will be out. By the time this is out, another episode of What If will probably already be came out.
Yeah.
By the time this particular episode goes. Because we record ahead, you guys. But for what we're hearing about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, I feel like this was just kind of preparing us for, like, dark things to come.
Oh, it's going
to
be some fucked up.
Because they're saying...
They're going to get dark.
Yeah, they're saying that Multiverse of Madness is, like, going to be basically a horror-ish movie.
I fucking hope so.
Like, the first MCU horror film.
And I think they'll do it good.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Do it good. Whip it good. But yeah, so...
Because you must whip it. Miracle Whip.
I like Miracle Whip. See, there are people... So do you like Miracle Whip?
No, it's fucking disgusting.
Oh, you don't like Miracle Whip? Like, I like...
It's all sweet and weird.
Yeah, but because it's not mayonnaise. Like,
yeah, I don't even really like mayonnaise that much.
Then that's your problem. Like, I have times when I prefer Miracle Whip. I have times
like... If I make a sandwich, and like I do like a sparing amount of mayonnaise, like I will take my fucking butter knife, fucking spread it on there, and then I will scrape that bitch. Like, I just want the light hint of taste. I don't want the...
See, I get...
I don't want the clogged artery.
I mean, I don't get, like, quark, but, like, I like a little extra. I want to taste it, but I also, like, I don't want whatever I'm eating to be dry if I'm putting mayonnaise on it, you know?
Right.
Mayonnaise is to help whatever it is not be so dry.
We probably should talk about that, because yeah. I usually eat my sandwiches with no condiments.
So it's not, yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Like, that meat gotta be, that meat juicy, though.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Nope, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. Anyway, so whip it.
You're ruining the flavor of the meat, sir.
meat flavor. Like I said, it all depends on what I'm putting it on is how much mayonnaise I'm going to put on there. Like, I'm not putting half a fucking jar. Like, you know.
No, you just do that with potato salad.
And that is part of the recipe. But yeah, so zombies. In the zombie episode, a zombie virus kills most of the population, and most of our Avengers catch it.
They go out to be heroes, and boom.
Yeah. So, initial takes. Like, what did you think about it? Just like overall.
I thought it was pretty fucking cool. I thought it was a really cool idea.
Yeah, and obviously...
I thought it was fun.
It's based on...
And I was like, to be honest, I was like, what's going to happen next? And I was like, oh no! See, not Ant-Man! And then when he came back as a head, I was like, oh, that's fucking weird. But
they
I'm glad you're back, Steve.
They fucking Futurama'd his ass.
Yeah, I know.
They future Robert Steve. Like, Ant-Man was
in Richard Nixon his ass.
Yeah, he was in a dome. Like, so I think that was pretty funny.
Which is fitting. I am not a crook.
I see it, yeah. They should have had him say it. That would have been great. They
should have.
But,
But you know what? He is. Because he stole our hearts.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. God damn you, Paul Rudd.
I'm telling you, he was a driving force in Endgame.
He's a driving force everywhere.
And until he came in Endgame, it was real dark. Real dark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was a little depressed.
So, I initially felt... I mean, I enjoyed it a lot. It was a whole different... I feel like the storytelling, the way that they put the story together with Peter Parker, Spider-Man, like, being, like, the driving force of everything that was going on, it tried to take the tone of everything that was really dark and fucked up and make it, you know, a little bit lighter. I feel like I said, I feel like they were testing the waters with this episode because, you know, like I said, Multiverse of Madness is going to be...
Well, I mean, not even this episode. The episode before, that went a little dark.
Oh, yes. Again, spoilers for that one. That one is, this far is my favorite. What if Doctor Strange went...
And what if he lost his heart instead
of
his
lost
hand?
His heart, yeah. Yeah, what if Doctor Strange lost his heart instead of his
and
hand?
And to be honest, when I read that, I didn't think anything about it. I was like, oh, damn, he's going to lose his heart, get a heart transplant? That's like crazy. He's gonna get some maniacal heart. No, like
the arc reactor.
I didn't think about, you know, Amy Adams.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams, not Amy Adams. I get them mixed up. Well, I mean, not looking at them, I won't get them mixed up, but I get the names mixed up. No, I'm sorry. Because Rachel,
good. Anyway.
Yes. Yes, sir.
What was I about to say?
What I'm saying is I didn't mean to compare the two because, Rachel, girl, you ain't looking that haggard. I mean, like, at all. Like, none. That's fucked up.
I mean,
Amy looking like an old lady. Did you watch Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah. You ain't even watched the Dark Knight, Snyder Cut yet, so.
No, I haven't watched Snyder Cut, but I did watch... Justice League. How much Joss Whedon League?
I mean, say what you want to say about
that's kind of fucked up. Maybe we shouldn't leave that in there. I'm sorry, Amy. She is a pretty lady.
We'll see what gets left on the cutting room floor.
Always getting left. Always getting left, guys.
He's telling me to cut it. He says it like I'm the one doing the editing, but we'll see.
Oh, he's leaving it, guys.
Anyway, so yeah, that one was a dark one as well. I feel like they're testing the waters, seeing how like it is, so they can figure out how to prepare us for Multiverse of Madness.
To be honest, I think that one went a little bit darker than this one. I mean, this was like, but yeah, you know, did. Zombies and stuff like that have just like become. We had what warm bodies, you know?
Yeah,
it was so light, and I don't care. I like that film. I mean, it's not like award winning or anything, but it is.
It's funny.
It's a fun film.
It's just not. Again, it's just not one I'm ever going back to.
Oh, I'll watch it again. It's fun. It's just fun to watch.
Arg.
What?
Wasn't his character name R, or was it K? It was
I don't remember what.
I think his character name was R. Anyway, my personal feelings about it is like I enjoyed it, but I also felt like right when it was about to get good, it just went off. And that's why I have like a. I feel like this might be the point in What If when the stories that we see have already seen start to like collide, because there's only a few episodes left. And unless it was just like a spliced together trailer for trailer's sake, there is a scene where Dark Strange, Evil Strange, meets Captain Carter. And so I think, you know, things are going to start coming together in the works.
Well, he ain't going to stay in that little verse by himself forever.
I mean, he should. It's his penance.
Yeah, but.
You know, I mean, yeah, of course you're not.
Obviously, he's got hubris.
And obviously, at this point, he's.
Also, he gives no fucks.
Immortal. Like, obviously not. But you feel like.
Well, he did give fucks.
At the end, I feel like he kind of went back, kind of reverted back to, like. Well, this is it. So I don't think he's going to be extremely dark, but I feel like he's going to have a more of a darker nature to himself, that particular Strange, which leads me to a No Way Home theory.
I don't know.
I'm not saying this for sure, because like I said, the thing, and I want to get this on mic, because I don't know if we've ever had this on mic, because the fact that Marvel knows that everybody analyzes the trailers and every single bit of detail that they give to us, that this is just like them throwing us out there, and they know what people are going to assume. Like Agatha and all everything in WandaVision, everybody was like, Mephisto. And then, the Strange episode, I was watching New Rock Stars, and like some of the figures were like, ooh, is Mephisto going to be in here somewhere?
Bro, I was sitting around the other day, and I was thinking that. I was like, I was just looking around, and I was like, Mephisto.
You know, and so everybody, and then I've seen people talking about with the new No Way Home trailer. They're like, is this really Strange or is it Mephisto? And I mean, this probably is not going to go anywhere, but all I'm saying is this Strange is a little weird in the trailer. And I want to say it, maybe it's Dark Steven, you know?
Okay, Steve wouldn't do that though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He would not do that.
He wouldn't look over
even a wink like that.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. So, what if it's this Strange from What If, the dark Strange?
It could be, maybe, but I don't think so.
Okay, then,
I could be wrong.
What do you think, then? What else could it be? Because we already established that our Strange wouldn't act like that. I think
they got us on the path to believe in Mephisto, but then somebody like you is going to see this episode and be like, well, it's going to be this Dark Strange. And now, see? And now it's going to be like, well, fuck, it was Mephisto. God damn it, guys. You got me.
I feel like my opinion is very unpopular, though. I'll talk to a couple people in the thing. But like I said, all I'm saying is like every single Doctor Strange time we've seen Doctor Strange, his hair has that little come down and that itty-bitty little curl. This Strange in the trailer is all slicked back. And his hair, the gray, is a little bit different. As
that motherfucker wearing a coat.
He's wearing a pullover under... over his cape. I mean, under his stuff. Like, yeah. It's weird, man. It's weird.
Yep.
So.
No, it's not weird, sir.
Oh, it's strange. It's strange. Yes. But anyway, I just feel like the zombies episode, it was like, to me, it was like leading up.
I think it wasn't fair. Because I was rooting for the zombies.
Of course you were. You
dude, fucking... they were just hungry, bruh.
Yeah, and now when Thanos gets the, if he gets the Mind Stone, he's going to snap way more people just to be able to eat them.
I mean, that's just smart.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good business.
That's what I was trying to say. I couldn't get it out. Yeah, that's good business. Good business. But yeah, so is there anything else? We haven't got to see Shang-Chi yet, even though I really want to.
We should go see it.
We should go see it. Maybe if things... we can just go to our crappy local cinema. And I apologize. I don't want to say they're crappy. They're just...
Boo, I'll take you out to a nice cinema.
I mean... but, like... I mean, I guess technically we should. Like, I don't want to wait for it to be streaming and then, you know... But also... And this just goes to another whole Disney thing. Like, of course Shang-Chi got the full release in the theaters. And
yeah.
Black Widow didn't get her 2 weeks before it dropped.
Be honest, it really didn't even deserve it.
Like, no, but I feel like it was only fair to her. Yes.
It's fair to the actor.
Yes. I just feel like it was only fair to Scarlett Johansson.
Johansson.
That's how you say it. Yeah, I was trying to do it how you say it. Mm-mm. So you can probably tell where we stand on that whole Disney and Scarlett thing. But, and how long has Shang, at the time of recording, has it been like, has it been a week or has it been 2 weeks now that it's been out? I think it's been out 2 weeks.
Maybe.
So, yeah, maybe we'll have a review of that at some point if we go. Look forward to it, but do not hold your breath because I don't want to hold your promises to that. But, yeah, I guess that's it on the front of other things. You got anything else? Just like random... Don't fall apart on me over there.
I was having a moment.
Yeah, I know. You good?
Jeez, yeah.
Okay.
you fuck.
Wait, all right.
We can't talk about that.
Which one? What?
Titans or Doom Patrol. I don't think you finished Doom Patrol.
I'm not finished Doom Patrol. I'm starting. I told you I started all the way over.
How far have you seen?
I can't remember where I only saw originally, like, the first 4 to 5 episodes in the first season.
That's it?
Yes, because at the time, it wasn't on HBO, and we didn't have HBO yet. And so, like, I was having to download them, and I just didn't feel like downloading them. I mean,
but we had it.
Borrow somebody's DC Universe thing. Yeah, not download.
But yeah, he was watching on DC. He didn't. We're not illegal pirates.
Shh, don't say that word. But yeah, so I only.
Is that kind of redundant? Like, illegal pirates. Of course we're fucking illegal pirates. Like,
are.
We are.
We are. But yeah, so we might get back to that. It depends on how fast I watch him. But you know, I'm doing.
What's Blackbeard's favorite letter?
Arr. What's Blackbeard's favorite restaurant?
Arby's.
No, actually, it's Long John Silver's.
Oh. Oh, no.
You like that.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Actually, Long John Silver's wasn't that bad.
Nah. Okay, oh my God. Do we have any other side news tangents before we start getting to these movies?
I don't believe so, but I'm sure we'll have bunch of tangents.
This is why you come out
throughout.
You come for the film talk and stay for the tangents, you guys. Okay.
Stay in, they will come.
If you build it, if you record it, they will listen. Or come. Depends on, you know, what you like doing. While you listen to your podcast.
Everybody likes to come, right?
And there it goes. That's explicit. Now I have to check the explicit box for sure right there. Because I just made a dirty joke.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. It's cool. Every single one of our episodes is marked explicit. You have been warned.
I mean.
We drop F-bombs like there's no tomorrow.
This is just what happens.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. So I guess... What you're about to hear in a couple seconds is some little pop, 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 popcorn. And we are going to come back and start talking about The Fright Nights. Pop Nights. Fright Nights. So yeah,
we're not doing Boogie Nights.
I can't think of the words. But yeah, so go get you some snacks and refreshments. Pop you some popcorn and just play us on the loud audio around your whole house or your car. And you can listen to us talk about Compare and Contrast Fright Night 85 and Fright Night 2011.
For real.
Welcome to Fright Night. For real.
Yep. It's Fright Night for real.
1985.
Welcome back to the Tangent Versus Movie Podcast. Hope you got your popcorn. Because every time I hear that popcorn popping, it makes me really want popcorn. I'm telling you, what I'm going to start doing at some point, whenever we get enough people, I'm going to do live, like, I'm going to not record myself. I'm going to go live, and I'm going to watch a movie, and I'm going to just say whatever comes to the top of my head. Because last night, I was watching Malignant. The new Malignant?
We actually, that's why we started this podcast.
Yeah.
It was a little bit before, but I think we had like the biggest like epiphany on it and like talked about it when we were watching Infinity War.
Yes.
And we paused so many times and like these, it took us what? We didn't get done, we started watching it what? Like maybe 12?
Yeah.
1 o'clock in the morning, maybe? Yeah. And we didn't get done watching it until, like, 7
Six
in the morning?
Or 7 in the morning because we stopped so many times.
Like, I'm walking outside and there's light, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just see?
We had to breathe. We stood outside for a good, like, 10 minutes. Just, it didn't say nothing to each other. Just like,
oh, no.
Yeah. But, yeah, and I have a plan, you guys. Yeah, what I want to do is probably I might do it more than you. It just depends, but me and you can get together. We'll have our cam set up. You know, when we get a little bit more popular, we'll pick a movie and we'll sit.
Was that a popcorn joke?
Oh, well, no, but now it is, yeah. It wasn't, but now it is, so yeah. That's like, oh, Mitch Hedberg. Do you want a frozen banana? No, but I want a regular banana later. So, yeah. But and we'll literally live react to whatever it is we're watching, because literally I watched like half of Malignant last night, and I was literally just writing down my ideas while I was watching it, like the things that popped into my head, and it's pretty funny. I was like, if I get a big enough following, like I could at least like live tweet while I'm watching it and just get reactions to it like that. But at some time I want to start doing that. And it's really funny. Just we're watching this movie and it's just like commentary as we're watching it. You know, I think that'd be really funny.
We could totally do that on studio.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like plans, you guys, like you help us do some shit like that. You want to hear us are hilarious. Cause off the top of our head is whenever some of the things that we say are even more funny than the little bit that you hear here.
You might hear some fucked up shit, though.
You have been
not
warned.
From him. He's a pretty cool guy. I say some fucked up shit.
No. I say some. I do, too. It's just,
I'm still sorry, Amy.
That may or may not be in the earlier part.
You're still doable.
Do you even want to say that?
Looking back, I probably shouldn't have. But here we are.
Here we are. But yeah, so we're not going to do, like, just like we did in the last episode with the Child's Play. I don't think we're going to so much as separate them, because I feel like it flows a little bit better. We just talk about the things off on the back and forth. Like, you know, whatever comes up. So, yeah, like, is no specific rhyme or reason. It's just how we do. Let me check my notes. So you go ahead and start off, like, anything specific that you want to talk about, either one of them off, and I'm going to look at my notes and see how we go.
Starting off, what do I want to talk about? So you want to go into the first one first?
Either one. Well, okay, I'm looking at my notes, and...
Okay, well, really fucked me up. I'm watching the 2011 with Anton Yelchin, and... He's laying there looking dead. And I'm like, I got to suffer this again. I don't want, no, not again.
Right. He had so much potential.
I love that guy.
Up and coming. His roles that he did were always great. And this is no exception.
They were always great because of him. Yeah. Like, he was great.
He was going to be an amazing actor.
Like, I mean, he already was.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
But he was going to blow the fuck up bigger.
He hadn't even peaked. This is one of his first leading roles. And he was only going to be doing more leading
roles.
Yeah,
he was going bigger and bigger and better. And, damn.
Yeah. Too soon. Taken away too soon. So, first things, and I don't remember if I've seen the original Fright Night before, but... So, one thing that really threw me off at the very beginning is I didn't know that he was watching... a show whenever you come on and you just hear the dialogue. And now I'm on the opinion and
I was watching Fright Night.
He was watching Fright Night. So I was listening and then you hear the dialogue and then you hear that really terrible fake kiss before you see it. And I was just like, that's bad. Like I even wrote, I was like, those kissing sounds got me. I was like, oh, yeah, that's literally what it sounds like.
Bro, you trying to get something out your teeth? Like,
so first things first, between the two films, I'm going to put this...
You know what got me?
What?
How are he just going to dismiss her like that? Like,
right?
I'm like, fuck that coffin.
Yeah.
Let me get up in there.
Like, man.
I think maybe he was a little scared.
A little scared
to pussy.
I mean, we see how much he was scary... And then he did get some balls, you know, he went through the whole
eventually,
thing.
Eventually, yeah.
But okay, so first things first, and like I said, this is like one of my high key points of, because we're going to be doing a lot of remakes through the next few weeks with all the movies and everything. And in my opinion right here, and we're obviously going to do Nightmare on Elm Street, we're going to do Friday the 13th, we're going to do all of your major classics, we're going to do Halloween as well. Fright yes. Night right here. This one is one that absolutely should have been remade. Like, this is the type of, whether it reached cult classic status or not.
I think it kind of did, and that's why it was remade.
Yeah. But see, the other ones, you know, like Friday the 13th? I mean, not even so much Friday the 13th, but Nightmare on Elm Street. And the spoiler warning, you guys, when we do our Nightmare on Elm Street episode... We are probably 100% going to demolish, destroy, and talk so much shit about the remake.
The remake. Yeah.
So, you've been warned, you've been prepared.
It's like comparing CBS to Disney. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like...
I don't know if y'all know what I mean, but you will when we talk about it.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is like, this movie, and I'm still talking about the 85, the original... It's not terrible. There are quite a few things that I really enjoy.
I did.
But one thing in particular, as soon as it started, and it's the next sentence that I wrote when I was doing my notes, and I will read it how I wrote it so you can understand. I said, oh, .. the .. teen .. acting. .. is so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
And then I was like, even the mom's is bad. Like, that was the one thing. And I mean, I understand. And you said to me that it was the 80s. I was like, I understand that. But
I mean, no, there was good acting in the 80s.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know. People act a different way now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, yes, but yeah. Also, maybe they were, maybe they were going for that classic B movie.
My wallet's going in my ass. I don't like it. Sorry.
I can edit that, dude. It's fine.
No, don't.
Yeah, but the squeaking.
Oh, that, yes. Edit the squeaking.
But now if I don't have the squeaking and you moving, and then we just hear the wallet is going in my ass, it sounds totally...
That's comic gold. That's fucking...
That's why I don't carry wallets in my pocket.
I don't usually carry it in my back pocket.
Like, nah, because it's not good anymore.
Because it, just, no, it just,
these chairs are terrible.
It just helps us, weird.
You guys. Help
it's
us,
like,
you
it's
guys.
It's pushing this one ass cheek up higher than the other, and it's fucking weird.
You know, you could always donate us a coffee. That is in our links in the bio. We're not asking you to subscribe to a Patreon.
We do like coffee,
even though it exists. We haven't put
coffee does
up
exist.
There yet. Shut up! I'm talking about. Patreon right now.
I'm saying I could do with a coffee, guys.
But yeah, help us get out of here. Anyway, all that being said, the acting in this one, and I don't really know what they were going for, unless they were going for that old school 40s and 50s style acting that we got in those types of horror movies. As
I think they were going
to
for like old school horror.
I just...
Like, I think that's what they were going for.
Well, the mark...
That's what it felt like.
In my opinion, the mark was missed a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Because this acting... Because, I mean, the acting in those is kind of a new thing. And the actors and actresses on screen are hyper aware that they're being filmed. But this is, you know, something new and all that. So, like... But we know that they know... That they're acting, you know, and come fast forward. Obviously the actors are in, you know, let's even say the 80s. They know that they're acting. We know that they're acting, but they're
not. I've thought about it.
They're not acting for the camera.
There was like a brief moment when I was a child, like that I wanted to be an actor. Actually, like, I mean, I kind of still would like to. It'd be fun, but it'd be so weird. Could you imagine acting out some of these scenes?
You have,
how silly you would feel.
You have extreme. Like, not stage fright, it's the people,
No, it's just, can you just imagine how silly you would feel acting this out?
I mean, maybe. I never considered it that much because we are acting. Like,
I mean, yes,
that's my thing is, like, that's my thing is, like.
You are acting, but you would just feel so silly saying it. Like, it was, I don't know.
I mean,
you can get past it, like, because, I mean, I did a little bit when I was younger, but.
Yeah, I mean, again, to each their own, like, I don't think of anything like that, but I also know that I probably wouldn't be in certain types of movies, well, not a token black guy, you know, they'd probably try to off me first.
I'd never be a token black guy. I'd try.
I would contract myself just like Will Smith. Never die in my movie. But no, I'm joking. I just never thought of it to that extent. It's just extremely blatantly obvious. And it's not hard to get past, especially now. I think it's easier for me to get past because, you know, I've been watching, like, the older black and white just became putting sound into these movies type of horror. So it doesn't bother me as much, but it was still kind of obvious. I'm like, boy, like, the overacting or overselling something that should just be a normal conversation between the two of us. But she's like, what? You don't want me now? And it's just like the pauses, it almost seems over rehearsed. It wasn't natural. That's what I think it is to me. Like the tone of conversation, like for instance, me and you are having right now. Like
if we rehearsed this like 50 times.
Just don't tell them that.
And we still can't get it right.
They're not supposed to know.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it every night.
In my van.
Oh, every Sunday.
And do it in my van every Sunday. She said that she's at church, but she doesn't go. Says she's on her knees.
Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
Oh, God. Did I send you the TikTok of a girl doing that cover? Mm-mm. Ooh, I will show you later.
Was it good?
Yes. It's a chick. She plays all the instruments, too. Yeah. I'll find her and show you later. Anyway, remix to remix. Back to the movie. But yeah,
in case you didn't know, this like, one of the hardest fucking things on the face of this planet.
I just, like I said, everything else about this movie aside, for me, that was one of the hardest sales. And I think that is the type of movie that should be remade.
One of the hardest sales for me was the fact that Charlie was going to get laid. Like, I didn't buy it.
But she was ready to give it up. She took off her top, got under that cover, and was like, I'm ready.
What kind of guy?
I'm ready. That? Look, it's a casket. They're carrying a casket. And I mean, obviously, it is a bit strange.
Fuck that casket.
That he wanted to, apparently, instead of his girlfriend.
I know.
Not girlfriend. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. They were confirmed girlfriend.
He was going to get that first time. Like, what?
It just goes to show you where his head was at.
In his pants, apparently. Jesus.
Not in his pants.
Oh, no, it was in his pants.
It was in that casket.
Stayed right there.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. But, yeah, so, like I said, as compared to something like Nightmare on Elm Street, Jason, Friday the 13th, you know, certain ones shouldn't be touched, and some do, and this was a perfect one to remake, in my opinion.
A perfect one, yes. Yeah, it was. I mean, those, if they did it right, it might have been good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
actually, to be honest with you, I was not that mad with the Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you told me this, and I just don't remember the remake. So
I was not that mad.
It's gonna have to come around whenever we get to it.
But the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh yeah, garbage.
Garbage.
You can't. Fucking, and again, you guys prepare because you're gonna hear us rip that movie in two whenever we get to it.
Like yeah,
but
it should have its throat slit and thrown in a ditch somewhere.
And again, I'm going to save this up because I've been doing something, because I'm going to do my Hogorn lore TikTok for you guys that don't know who might be listening. You can find me on TikTok at Tangent Kelvin, where I do a horror movie show, quote unquote, whatever you want to call it on TikTok, where
he talks about horrors.
I talk about horror movies and give some facts and things about the movie. And
yeah, he does.
I've been doing a little bit of reading, because I'm going to do my Nightmare on Elm Street episode in a little bit. And I have some opinions that are going to come up.
I wish we had video, so you guys can see this.
Yeah.
Got Freddy on my chest.
That's a bad place for him. But yeah, okay.
He's a cool dude.
Or is he?
Probably not.
Again, this is opinions, like, very controversial opinions about how
Nirvana made a song about that.
What?
Opinions. It was called Opinion.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I thought you were talking about something more specific. But yeah, I forgot. yeah, so we'll get to those whenever we get around to
not it. A very well known song.
We're gonna have some.
It's actually really good though.
I have albums. I just wasn't thinking about it.
Like, oh, it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
I meant for, you know, everybody else listening. They're like, yeah, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, yeah, they did. Listen.
All that being said, I don't want to sell this movie short because I really did enjoy it.
So, it was fun.
Key differences between the two is the acting is better in the remake.
Yes, for sure.
Vincent's story, I think, was a little bit better
in the remake, which we talked about on the
Colin was compared to
Chris Sarandon.
It was a toss up. Those characters, and I feel like Chris Sarandon had a little bit more
joie de vivre,
something to it. You know, Colin Farrell was just a handsome man who could play this kind of suave character, but
Chris
had that more vampiric, that classic feel when you think about vampires.
Yeah,
if you're going,
but he epitomized cool. Like, especially back then, like, I'm sure, like, I'm sure that's why he was put into that role.
Yeah.
For a lot
and,
of it.
And the scene that portrays that the most in the original is when they're Hey, they walk in, they run into that.
I will say, Chris did not have the eyes and shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do it, but God bless you, Colin Farrell.
The eyes that just look right into you.
Like, he just like, he has this way with that he does with his, I don't know, added to the character.
And I feel like, again, just thinking about the cast of characters in 2011, the actors that were popular at the time, I feel like Colin Farrell was the best choice.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, 100%.
Colin Farrell, like, he can play that cool character. He's cool as fuck. Yeah.
And for real, and like up until you know what happens, it's like...
I like the way that they played it. They played it different in this one.
The remake?
Yeah, like... The other one, you know, nobody knew, and he was just keeping a secret. And, like, after she was, like, in the new one, after his mom was like, I'm gonna go with you on this, son.
Yes!
Go get the fucking cops. And he just says, fuck it. You can see who the fuck I am.
Right.
Fucking reaches down there and fucking blows their house up. And fucking crazy.
And it was wild, but I enjoyed that change.
I did.
So let's get
back. It was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill you all.
So let's talk about a couple things that really annoyed me in... the original. Probably making some people have to, like, pee.
Or do you want to pour you one also? Pour with us.
Did you get thirsty?
I'm always thirsty.
That was to the listeners.
Oh.
that's your secret? You're always thirsty?
Yep.
The incredible what?
Drunk.
That was
not really, guys.
It's too late. You put it out there. Okay. It's to the ether now.
Okay, you wanna talk about history?
So that's an important part, though. Like, what I want to say is how
I can't not. Oh no.
But this is one important point that I want to bring up, and we talked about this in our Child's Play episodes. If you haven't listened to that, go back and check it out, where we compare and contrast the original Child's Play with the remake, is how in this one, this kid is a teenager, and he goes into his mom and says, yeah, it sounds a little crazy, but she doesn't believe him. Just like in the other one, and here's the difference in... the remake Child's Play, the kid was older originally than Andy was in the original.
Yeah.
And in the remake, she didn't believe him. And he's old enough.
Yeah.
And in the older one, he's fucking a junior, you know, junior, senior in high school. And his mom tells him some shit. And he's never had any reason to be delusional or crazy or anything. And she's like, no, I don't believe you. Shut up. But as opposed to this
one...
That's
that battered woman syndrome thing going on with the dude.
Yes, maybe you're reading into it deep, especially for the other one, yes. But for this one...
Oh, no, for this, something different.
It was just like, it's a trope that they play off, and it's just like, oh, nah, you don't know what you're talking about because you're a child still, and I'm an adult. Well, yeah,
but, you know, somebody comes running to you like, vampires, mom, 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 mom. And you're gonna be like, nah, you're fucking crazy.
What's wrong with you? Okay, bro.
Okay, most people would.
Yes, but if I literally came to you, all I'm saying is like, you know me, and you would think that a parent knows their child well. If I came to you and was like, bruh, and I'd probably say it on the lines like, I know this sounds crazy as fuck. I know this sounds wild, but vampire or whatever it is or zombie.
Yeah.
Or anything. Would you second guess me or not believe me or anything like that? Or would you just be like, you're fucking crazy?
I mean, I would talk to you and ask you to exhaust every possibility. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, there's crazy shit out there. You never know. I don't know. I'd probably entertain it.
I'm saying, like, you know me, and it's not gonna be like, I don't have this history. You know, I understand if I had a history of, like, you know, coming up to you and be like, telling you some off the wall crazy shit, and then, like, it doesn't pan out.
I mean, you have told me some crazy shit, but
doesn't pan out though.
Not that kind of crazy shit.
But it pans. I know the crazy, reasonable shit that I've told you always pans out, though, right? You see what I'm saying?
Some crazy shit in the world.
Boy, the stories I could tell you guys, but this is not that kind of podcast. But what I'm saying is just, like, it's hard for me to believe certain things in certain aspects.
Memory.
It's hard for me, and that is just one of the annoying things that any movie does, not just this remake, and it annoyed me in, not just this original Fright Night, but it annoyed me in the original.
You know what, when I was Child's watching Play. This, I knew you were going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Because
I
just
knew,
like,
it.
Who does that? And I mean, obviously, and like I said, I'm...
But, I mean, that is a fucking far stretch.
I know, yes, because we live in a world where...
Like, are you under that much pressure? Are you cracking up? Is something wrong? I know you ain't getting no pussy. Like, what's going on? Like, that's where his mom's at.
Right, like... No, that's another thing. Speaking of getting the pussy, speaking of that, this is another thing that blew my mind, is when he said no, like, after he saw the coffin, and...
He didn't say no, he didn't say... Shit.
Well, okay, but when,
he didn't say dick.
When they're going downstairs, when him and her are going down the stairs, and she was like, no, you don't even want to know, or you act like you don't want to make love to me now. And she was all loud as shit, literally.
And then mom was like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, how was everything? I'm like, shut up. You didn't do- so.
You know what's going on, Karen.
So, like, do you literally believe that, like, you didn't hear? You didn't hear that? You didn't
yes.
hear that.
Yeah.
Like, are you just no?
That used to be the parenting.
She heard
thing,
it.
I
she
think
just
back
act-
then they're just like, I don't really know what's going on. What's going on, guys?
And she just ignores it.
Like, yeah, she just ignores.
We're just
it.
Not
yeah.
going to talk about this.
That's how you used to do it. Just
we're just
going to
talk about that your child was upstairs about to get some booty,
and
you're just totally okay with that. And he is not eight. And again, I mean, we live in a world now where I feel like, you know, kids are going to do it. It's going to happen, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
But at the same time...
I remember this one time.
It should have been acknowledged. Oh, I know. You've told me a story.
Oh, goddamn.
It should have just been at least acknowledged. Because literally, like, the camera just flips. Like, same room. There's not a hallway dividing them.
He almost
them.
Caught me dick out, her boob out. Like, it was fucking crazy. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, but yeah, so
memory.
Anyway, okay. parents not listening. And again, for the original Child's Play, I get it, because he was literally like six.
Yeah, I think maybe five.
Yeah, he was playing a young child, but this dude's in high school, senior ish and
No,
I mean, in the remake, he was a senior, though.
I think he was, like, 13 something, 14.
No, he was... No. He high school, dude. You don't get into high school. You're not... He's older than the ninth grade. He was a... Because...
Maybe he was, like, 14, 15.
Bruh, no. He was way older than that. I'm telling you, he was, like, 17.
He looked like a kid.
No, he didn't. He looked like a... But, dude, remember, this is the 80s. Like, they bred different.
Did he smoke too much? Like...
What do you mean? Like, no, he was either a junior or a senior, and I'm
Who?
Leaning... I'm talking about the original.
Okay, you was talking about Child's Play.
No. I'm
where
sorry.
Where we at? Where are you
original,
going?
I mean, the original Fright Night. I'm sorry. Original
okay.
Fright Night.
Okay, yeah.
He's like
yeah, okay.
No. Yeah, Child's Play, he was like a 9th, 10th grade.
Yeah. Okay.
Apologize. Misunderstanding rectified. It's just an annoying trope.
Not a rectifile.
That's a whole different podcast.
No, we're not about that.
And we don't kink shame.
No, not at all.
That,
I mean,
that is the tangent versus.
There hasn't been a couple times that.
Woo!
That is.
But.
That is.
That is tangent versus X-rated.
That's tangent versus After Dark.
Well, that's way too common. I know of three podcasts that have an After Dark that they do for their Patreon. That's why I was trying to change it up. Like, X-rated. X-rated is more towards movies. I felt like that would fit us better.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, That is Tangent versus X-rated. That's our Patreon content when we talk about X-rated capades, maybe.
We've talked about a lot of things.
But I really wouldn't. Like, we are gentlemen. We do not kiss and tell.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me and you talk about it because we're boys.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to any rando down the street and be like...
I mean, I'm not going to drop no names. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, look, Michelle, you know what she did?
Shh. Woo! Michelle might be listening.
Like, so many times. And I'm like, what? Okay.
Michelle, we're sorry if you're listening to this episode.
I don't even know a Michelle. That's why I threw that name out. I'm like, I don't even know one of those.
I went to school with a Michelle years ago, and I currently do not know a Michelle.
Actually, I do. She's a great actress. How you doing, FIFA? I mean, I wasn't saying that. You know. Okay.
Okay. So, all that aside, that is one of my... Those are my major takeaways and, like, my major dislikes. Now,
I love how they switched the story up.
Yes, that was what I was about to say. So,
it wasn't him being just a fucking creep and watching this dude try to fuck his girl
right
over at this house.
Yeah.
No, it was his buddy being a fucking creep because he's a fucking weirdo. He's a fucking creep, and it made more sense.
McLovin.
And then he ends up there, and he sees the videos, and he's like,
yeah,
fuck, this is real.
Yeah.
And then dude comes over asking for some beers, and he's like,
Don't invite him to your house.
He doesn't invite him in. He's just standing there at the door and watching him like...
Pause, sir.
He's not walking in at all. He can't walk in. Oh, fuck. Pause, sir. Me, this shit's real.
I have a discrepancy question.
Okay.
Because I know that it happened in the original, and I meant to look back after the movie, because, you know, I'm writing my notes as I'm watching the movie. Discrepancy question. What does he tell him? What does McLovin, and we're talking about the remake. This is specifically for the remake.
The way better Ed.
Yeah.
The way better Evil. The better Ed Lee.
Because
the first one was trash. Like, dude, there's a reason you're probably not in films anymore. Or you didn't stay in them.
Yeah. So what does McLovin, Ed, say to him about inviting into the house? How does he explain it? Does he not say to him, I thought I specifically remember, and again, it could be the old one that I was mixing up, and if we really can't remember, I will pause the recording and go and bring up the scene, but did he not say it has to be the owner of the house?
It has to be the owner of the house.
He said that in the remake specifically, right?
He said the owner of the house.
Okay, discrepancy then. Tell me why Ed, Vampire McLovin, comes in and invites Colin Farrell into...
See, that was fucking crazy. He couldn't go get up into his loft. He got into the waiting area. He couldn't go get up into his loft. That's why he wasn't up in the loft.
Oh, you're right. He never came into that part. No. They ran out.
He couldn't go to the loft because he was never invited. Ed got up there because...
They invited...
Tenet was like...
No, yeah, the other woman...
Yeah, send him on up. Yeah.
He told his girlfriend...
I'm sorry, Tenet. That was terrible.
His girlfriend...
I love you, brother.
...to invite... Okay, that was the discrepancy, because I'm like, he shouldn't have been able to get into there. You know, but again...
Yeah, but he never made it up there because he couldn't.
Right.
If he could, he would have already been up there and fucking tore him up.
Okay.
Or did what he wanted to do.
Okay. I wrote, it's the time when the words on the back of the pants on the butt cheeks were popular.
But I tell you what, Amy, in the remake...
Yeah.
Badass!
Oh yeah, she did her thing. This one, she did her thing.
She was fucking motherfuckers up.
Yeah, she wasn't no weak little girl. Like in the other, she was like.
I mean, but that's all with, you know, women empowerment and stuff like that. Which I'm not mocking or saying anything about, because I do, you know, women. Hell, fuck. Hey, y'all got me beat. I don't know. Like y'all, some of y'all do. Like
this is podcast canon. We like strong women.
I do. God damn.
the Chris likes to get beat up by strong women. If you want to get at him, you can.
I mean, yeah.
Email
you wanna,
the podcast, and I'll put you in his.
I'm just saying, I like a strong.
Also, some cool things aside from McLovin, we got Baby Franco.
Yeah.
They also played Pumped Up Kicks. It was literally like the sign of the times.
Yes.
Like
yes,
everything
yes.
was like this is specifically this. And one thing that was that like got me though, I was like, I wrote down like all being a nerd isn't cool. He's blackmailing him with his nerdy shit, and he said he said, do you want me to tell the guys that we go to Lego conventions? I was like, I want to go to a fucking Lego convention?
But then he said, let me tell you about the Stretch Armstrong you wrapped around your balls. I was like, whoa.
No. My woe was, my woe was when he said, I want my Stretch Armstrong back.
Bruh, like... Is that for real?
I mean, he asked for it back, so...
I mean, that was about the time that he said, okay. Shh, shut the fuck up about the Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the school. Jeez.
So I think...
Be cool.
I think those are the major, like, differences in certain things. Like, let's go ahead and talk about the special effects. You got something else before we go there?
Okay, something that killed me, though.
What?
But it didn't kill them because they didn't fucking do it. Like the fact... I can't think of a time they could have really done it in the original. But the 2011, when they're out there, and they're, you know, they're going down that road. Because, you know, they live out in the middle of nowhere, and they're going. And all that shit happens, you know, and Chris Sarandon makes his appearance into the 2011 film and gets fucking killed.
Yeah.
Again.
But it was, you know, goddamn. Nice homage.
Yes, a nice homage. And,
you're like, oh, look!
The mom finally fucking stabs through...
It looked like through the heart.
It was, of course it wasn't.
Yeah.
It didn't kill him. I would have been like, because he was down. He was down, right?
Finish him off!
She had so many signs back there.
Finish him!
I would have stabbed till I got that heart, bro.
That's Mortal Kombat. You finish him!
Finish him!
Don't fucking run!
But that's horror movie, like...
Tropes 101.
Tropes 101.
Yeah.
They never finish him off. They're like...
Okay,
I think I got it! I can get away now! Ah! No, finish him and be done!
Oh, one thing that got me that was so annoying... And I wrote it somewhere. Oh, no. That was, I watched Malignant last night. I was about crossing the streams. It's just one typical trope. Something happens, and the chick runs up the stairs. I was like,
that's some Sarah Michelle Gellar shit. I mean,
I was just like, you fucker. I was like, you really?
I'm sorry, okay. Sarah. I love you.
Like, running up the fucking stairs.
You can tally that one.
Oh, yeah. Add that to the count. Future Kelvin. Tally that. I love Chris's loves. I love Sarah Michelle Gellar. Anyway, the other... What is it? Okay, before we start, we're still talking about acting and everything, like how the changes. The story was put together better.
I believe it was.
In the remake. Like I said.
Because, okay, so he wasn't fucking a nerd and dork. Like, in the original, he wasn't a fucking nerd.
No.
Nothing. So, like, to him to just, like, you know, sit there and do that and, like, whatever. He had a whole fucking girl.
Yeah.
And, like, he wasn't paying attention to her and he was just like, Like, no.
Which no. makes...
This one made so much more sense. Like,
yes.
This dude is just, like, trying to be cool, trying to be whatever. And then he's got this nerdy friend that he used to hang out with. But then he catches, you know, whatever.
I got new friends.
And then he goes and sees the shit. Then it fucks him up. And then he knows, oh, shit.
Right, and I think...
He was right.
It makes it a little bit better because in the other one, he was running to the nerd friend saying, oh, how do I do with this? But in the other one, it makes a little bit more sense because he had quote-unquote grown out of being a quote-unquote nerd, as if that's a bad thing.
I mean, I think it was that's a little bit
it's
more.
It's the tropey. It's tropey.
It's a little bit more. than what we are.
Shit, if I could go to fucking conventions, like,
I mean, I'd love to go to conventions.
Like, I plan on, once I'm moving from this spot,
I'd love to cosplay.
I plan on, like, I want an area set up where I can do, like, those really expensive Legos, just for instance, because they said Legos in the movies.
Why do you think I'm growing my hair out? I want to fucking, like...
Yeah, I'm going to find...
Matt Smith cosplay.
My cosplay is going to be steampunk, a steampunk pirate. I'm going to have a classic cosplay style. Like, if I don't have, like, a...
Like, well, I mean, it depends on where we're going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I want to get an original, like, straight costume that's going to be, like, this is, before I decide on anything else, I'm going to have the go-to, which is going to be steampunk pirate, like, kind of like, you know. Anyway, we're tangenting it off, but, yeah.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. But, I'm going to have a Lego set up. There's a $70 Lego.
Dude, I would play with some Legos.
There's a $70
right now.
Lego Darth Vader that I want. It is a bust. It's his head bust.
And can I play with
it? It has a stand. And
I mean, can we put it together? I'll totally fucking do it.
I seen it at the store. Also, I'm going to get back my R2-D2 3D puzzle. I'm going to reorder one that my brother destroyed.
Anyway. Sorry.
But yeah.
Dude, yeah, fuck.
Anyway.
Legos.
Major changes in David Tennant's character and,
God.
What's the actor's name? Fucking.
Peter Vincent.
Peter Vincent, yeah. I mean, the character.
I almost called him Prince Valiant.
Wow.
Why?
You went way out. You went.
Yeah, way off. Way off. Yeah, but I got it.
Yeah. Prince Valiant. Is that not Spaceballs? Is it? Is that
I
was
it? I believe
in,
so.
God. But yeah, so even he got, they made it more modern. It
wasn't
it wasn't a TV show. It
was the next Final Frontier.
It was a stage, magical stage show.
And yeah, they changed it up, made it more contemporary for the times and stuff like that.
But I still feel like it could have been, well, no, because even now, I mean, I remember early.
Back then, they didn't have it like that.
Yeah, I remember early to late 90s watching.
You didn't have your Chris Angels and fucking whatevers.
It's not even that. I was thinking about, we don't have a lot of TV shows that have that, the like an intermediate host in between.
Yeah.
You remember we.
Like Elvira.
Yeah. Not even horror, but like, you remember me and you used to talk about a.
Hold on. Wait, she deserves another one. God. I loved her.
You remember me? You used to talk about watching dinner in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
They should come on TBS.
Beans and cornbread.
Had a fight.
Beans and cornbread. Had a fight.
Yeah. And, like, that was, they had the host, and they made meals in between the movie, right before and after the commercial break.
Yeah, dude.
And so,
dude, my favorite time for that, even still today, like, was...
It's the nostalgia feel.
No, it was the fucking, like, time around Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, through October, because they would always do it. And they'd make this crazy shit, and they'd always...
Like,
know,
pumpkin bread.
And they'd have, like, Friday 13, Nightmare on Elm Street, fucking, you know, yeah, all your provincial horror films.
And they would always make something
and
cool.
And some non-so-provincial that were pretty cool. It was really good. Yeah. I loved it.
We're showing our age there.
I don't know. I don't care.
But yeah,
TBS, that was one of my favorites.
TBS dinner to movie, the weekends. It was Friday night or Saturday night. It was just so fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, I guess they don't have things like that as much anymore, and so...
I know, it's so weird. It's the same thing with, like, you know, you watch shows now, and the Halloween episodes, they don't feel...
Oh, they're not the same.
They're not the same. They don't feel Halloween-y. They don't feel October. They don't feel scary. They don't feel...
Oh, I'm gonna go deep
Halloween-y
into some of these.
They don't have the same feel anymore.
For my TikTok, I'm going to talk about some, like, when it gets in closer to Halloween, I'm going to do some 90s episode, Halloween episode, and just talk about them. Like,
okay, there's
some
this
of
weird
my favorites
thing I want to talk about, and I don't know why, but it takes me back, and this is probably one of the reasons, like, I really fell into Halloween. Okay, so, like, you know, I don't know, I was in third grade, second grade, stuff like that. And we go to school. It was Halloween, and they would have these spooky songs and stuff that they would play.
Oh yeah,
they would tell these spooky stories and stuff like that. and like it really got me into it. It got me into the vibe of it.
Yeah,
and like, it started to grow from there. And I was like, I fucking love this.
Yeah, and that is the feel. And I told you, like, I love, like, from September on, like, that is from September.
It's Halloween, bro.
September is, like I said, I love Halloween so much. I told you I'm gonna have a tree that I put up at the beginning of October. And I'm going to have at least another tree that's going to be like my quote-unquote Christmas tree. But I'm going to have a Nightmare Before Christmas tree that's going to transform from the Halloween characters through the season, through November, to the Christmas characters. So it'll be up, and I'll do another one. Like, yeah.
To be honest, I wish I could remember those old songs and find them and like maybe play them. Or you know, not dude, just maybe like play it on here or whatever.
Well, you remember Witch's Brew?
I don't remember the names of them.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, I don't.
It'd be like, I can't remember exactly all the lyrics, but like, it
just it gave that
witch's brew.
Yes,
I got magic.
Yes,
Alakazam.
Yes, dude. It gave you that feel, and it was just like fun, and great, and wonderful.
Yeah, because you would just, like I said, and I think that's one of the things. And we could call it nostalgia now, but I mean, it doesn't matter if those things that make us feel certain things.
Like, yes. I mean, I remember feeling it then, and I fucking loved it. It was so fun.
That is, like I said, and that is the feeling that I love for, like, all the holidays. Like the sense of, like, spices and pumpkin and baked goods. And
just, you, like, when you, oh, it's Halloween, so you wanted one of the spice.
Did I say
you
that?
You wanted the spice pumpkin latte?
I knew you were going to say that. No, bitch. No. I might get one, though.
I can't.
I might have time for one.
I can't. I never have one. I don't want one.
Bruh, okay.
I do seeds. Like, I'll roast some seeds.
Fuck that. Like, no.
And I'll carve out a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll
make some pie.
I'm going to carve multiple pumpkins if I can this
year. Yes.
I remember one year I carved 8 pumpkins, and I had them on my stairs all the way up from, like, the... Because I had, like... It was like four steps or something. I had 2 on each side all the way up. And like, oh my God. Like, I got all my Halloween stuff in my parents' basement. I need... Anyway, getting off topic. But yeah, this is why we doing the spooky season episodes, guys.
Well, no, it's tangents. That's what we do.
Yeah.
They're used to it.
Yeah. If you're still here, you come for the movies, stay for the tangents. I told you. And... To get back on that, is one of the things that I really enjoy what they did was between Amy, you know, the original Amy, she was just this helpless girl. And you said it earlier, is they made...
She was a pissed off girl.
Yeah, she was very angry because she didn't get no dick.
She wasn't getting a dick.
All she wanted was some dick.
To be honest, all she wanted was some attention.
This is true.
And he was not giving it. Or the dick.
I was real mad whenever she smushed that sloppy Joe in his face. Like, because she took it from another person that just got it in line. And I was like, let me hash this. And just didn't belong to her. And she was like, pfft. I was like, yo, had you took that sloppy Joe from me, I'd have been mad as fuck. I'm like, you got my money, though?
That could have been my sloppy Joe.
You got my money, though?
Like, you going to be my sloppy? You going to get sloppy with me? You're sloppy on my Joe?
I just paid for this sloppy Joe. I need payment.
Okay, or I need payment or for you to get sloppy on my Joe.
That's payment.
You know
what is it? What are they saying? Ask cash or grass. Yeah. Ask cash or grass. Grass, cash, or ass. I don't know which direction, but that. Like, so.
Or some mouth.
I mean.
Mouth. Math.
Math.
No, math?
Math.
No. Mouth. No.
Math.
Anyway,
I like how they made her more strong in this one.
They did,
and like the big key difference is obviously we saw her.
She
fighting
wasn't taking no shit.
She was fighting and kicking ass. But one thing that threw me off a lot was now we know that vampires with the Lord of their going, they have his hypnotic powers.
Yes.
In the original, when they're in the club scene, he's just there and he starts looking at her and he's like, come to me, da 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 da.
No, dude, it's like several different scenes. He's walking back, forth, back, and forth, back, and forth. Okay, are you guys with me? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to do these work? No. No. But no, he was like back and forth.
Perfect 80s vibe, though, that 80s workout.
Yeah, true. He was back and forth and like just looking and like pulled her in a little bit. And then,
but she willingly went because he did that hypnotic.
Didn't get that in the 2011.
Exactly, he got her.
She fought her all the way to the end
until
he needed a piece of her blood.
Yeah, until
I
thought it was his own blood. He cut his finger.
And he put it in her
mouth.
Yeah, he needed that.
And then that's what subdued her.
It subdued
her fighting.
Yes.
Yeah. Which either way kind of works.
To make her want his dick.
Either way, and that was another thing that was kind of creepy. Because in the old
one, I know a lot of you girls want fucking Colin Farrell's dick.
Yeah, but to make justified, go ahead and pour the alcohol. To make justified. Because that was a little
thing. That was a really good show.
Justified. But it made me feel a little uneasy in the original, where we know that she is underage.
And yeah, it's fucking weird.
And he's like,
it's fucking weird, right?
You and I want you. And then,
but he's a vampire. And he's ageless. I mean,
but still, it's the same. It was the same creepy vibe with fucking in Twilight. Like, bitch, you are this old. Why are you still going back to high school? How many times? Why?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Like travel, see the world. And the one meme that keeps coming up, cure fucking cancer. But anyway, back to this movie. The original, I was like, you giving me vibes, and it's weird vibes, and you have her undressed when you're on the bed when we know that she's not even 18 yet. So the difference,
it's almost the equivalent to somebody trying to fuck with Dorothy from Doom Patrol, because she's like 100 and some years old. But she looks like an 11-year-old. She acts like an 11-year-old. She's 11 years old.
I haven't seen Dorothy yet, but I know the character. It's fine.
I'm so sorry. Spoiler alerts.
Yeah, you don't even need to spoiler me. You need to spoil our listeners and put that shit out there.
Spoiler alerts. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, guys. We're still training him on certain things.
Okay, it's so over.
Although
the third season's like coming out on the 23rd.
It doesn't matter.
I'm so sorry.
Although we've been doing this podcast for like a year and a half. Spoiler alerts. But, yeah, and so they rectified it a little bit.
Spoilers.
They rectified it a little bit whenever they made it more noticeable in the remake that it wasn't like sex. Now, he did make some comments about her that, yeah, she's hot. She awoken me something that I hadn't been awoken in a long time, you know, in his underground basement area in the remake.
He said a lot of things, and he said a lot of things in the doorway when he could walk in.
He said, what did he say?
You got to be a man. You got to watch after them, and you got to watch after her.
Extremely chauvinistic.
She is, and like basically said, yeah, she's a hot piece of ass, and blah, blah, blah. And you got to be a man. You got to watch after them. It's a big job.
Yeah, big job.
Can you do it? Pretty much.
Okay, dude. And that's all we're going to say about it. But I mean, but again, it's acceptable because, character. That was his character.
I love Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him for acting the role that he was acting. He was a fucking shitty-ass vampire. Dude, it's fine.
He's fucking good. I love fucking Colin Farrell. Even though he did Bullseye in fucking Daredevil.
It's not his fault. He did what he was
He did very on. Well he, in that role.
I will not even say that. Because I don't remember it. It was not.
I do remember
it's
it.
Not memorable
and he did,
to me.
It's so not memorable.
I cannot speak on it.
But he did well in that role.
Defined
but he
well.
Still had that still. He still had them fucking eye fucking shits and stuff. Like, we did a TikTok and he asked me about the best special effects. It's fucking Colin Farrell's fucking face.
Speaking of special effects.
Like goddamn.
I don't even know.
Like he acts with his face. Like, and
one major thing that I enjoyed so much more in the old one is the special effects as opposed to the CGI in the remake. Because my favorite scene is whenever his zombie partner friend, like...
Mel with the green goo.
Yeah, what was his name, though?
I can't remember.
Anyway, it's the guy that he said he was the carpenter. I can't even think of his name. But
he said he was a carpenter. That was the thing. It was like, he's got a living carpenter.
I'm a living carpenter. I'm like,
because that was never mentioned after. He never said he was a carpenter, and it was never mentioned again. It's like, oh, he's got a living carpenter with him.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And then it happened, and blah, 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 and he was there.
But yeah, all of that being said, is his death, that character's death. When he
what
melts.
What the fuck was he?
I don't know, dude. All I know is, like, I loved what happened. He started.
He sure as fuck wasn't a vampire.
Boom. Hit him. Hit him with that shit.
He got the fuck up.
He started instantly.
He shot him straight in the fucking head.
He shot him in the head. He gets back up. And then when he comes back up the stairs, what did he do to him?
He came up the fucking steps.
Yeah. He came up the stairs. And then the second time, they was like, what did they do? What did the guys do?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God. My brain is blanking. But the second time, they got him.
He did something to him. I can't fucking remember.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to really pause on the recording. And I just might leave this in because we're going to look. Pause. So, we just really quickly rewatched that scene. So, it was just a regular stake through the heart. And now, rewatching this scene, like, we're trying to figure out... It's a great scene, but it's also very weird. They wanted that goriness, but, like, he wasn't a zombie, but we come to the conclusion...
To be honest, back then, it was creepy, but today, it would probably... Nowadays, most people would look at it as comical.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure it was supposed to be slightly funny because this is classified as a horror comedy.
Yes.
But it was like, what is he? He's not a vampire, but he's undead. So, like, because maybe he fed off, what's his name, gave him some blood?
Maybe something, he was his
familiar. Not a familiar.
Familiar, yeah.
Servant,
that works.
Servant. Familiars are animals. So, like, servant.
Servant, yes.
And, you know, so he had a connection to him.
Oh, we're not going to go into Sabrina.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother.
We should so talk about Sabrina.
I'll probably talk about Sabrina. We can't. I mean, we can. We can do a mini. Like, not a mini, but we can do a separate episode. The new one. Didn't like the ending.
The new one.
I didn't like how it ended. Yeah, I didn't.
But
it was like he oozed, and while he was still being oozy and goozy, he also dusted.
There was a little bit of dust. He like started to sand, like, bro, you're running out of time.
But
these are the sands of time, and you're running out.
But irregardless of the lack of sense that it made, and like I said, we're just gonna go under the assumption that he maybe fed him his blood. So therefore, he wasn't human anymore, but...
He was.
Yeah, and that's why the stake through the heart killed him. Because, who knows, but again, it was...
I mean, a stake through the heart would kill
him. It was
a
just nice to watch him ooze and disintegrate. It would kill anybody, yes.
Yeah, I mean, a stake through the heart...
But a bullet to the head wouldn't?
Yeah, a bullet to the head would, totally, like...
And you mean all the times he shot him in the chest, he missed the heart?
Hell, bullet from my Valentine kills me. God damn.
But yeah, so this movie,
if you're fans, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I'm not even knocking it, because it was a fun watch.
I was talking about the band.
Oh, the band. Oh, yeah.
Bullet from my Valentine.
I'm okay with Bullet from my Valentine.
I don't really like him. I don't really care for him.
When's the last time you heard of him?
The first Carolina Rebellion.
Oh, yeah, no, you're totally missing out. Like,
and it sucked.
I like their lyrics.
It sucked.
I mean, it's a fine line.
I didn't like it.
I like them. Like,
I don't.
And again, it's not something that you've heard me listen to him. I listened to him whenever we worked at McDonald's. Yeah, I didn't like him then. Anyway, I like Atreyu more. I just don't.
I love Atreyu.
You know how similar they sound.
Atreyu's better.
I'm just saying I like Atreyu's lyrics more, but they sound very similar.
But Atreyu's so much better.
Okay. Anyway. Tangents.
Atreyu is so much better.
Anyway. all of that being said, I will not.
Does anybody know where that name came from?
I mean, I'm hope.
Came from an episode we did before.
Oh, look at you throwing back the episodes. Like, you're learning. Ooh. You're learning. That episode is...
That's where they got that name.
The Dark Crystal... is the Dark Crystal... Oh, crap. Is the Dark Crystal of Star Wars? Is something like that. I don't think because so, we talked about how it's very similar to...
We were talking about Never Ending Story.
It's the hero's journey. But we talk about... Yes, we talk about Never Ending Story, yes. The Dark Crystal, and Labyrinth. All yes. In that episode.
Yes.
It's episode 12, if you want to go check that out, you guys.
It's episode 12?
Yeah.
He remembers that. I do not.
Yes, because I see them on the regular. I'm the one that posted up. This is like episode 36. And that is not going into count for the other things, because I have a different number counting for certain things, too.
I have not listened to her episode. I have listened to a few of her episodes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mayhem. Mayhem.
Magic and Mayhem.
Magic and Mayhem.
But, yeah, like, I'm not knocking this movie at all. I like what it did. It did what it did.
And Matrix.
It's fun. Oh, that's another, like, Matrix.
And which is coming back really soon.
Yeah, we will. We might do a whole, after Halloween is over, we might do a recap on the whole Matrix series again.
We're not doing a recap. We're going to.
Well, we're going to do. Well, I'm saying we got
to. We're going to do a tap.
What we need to do is, we'll listen. You need to listen to that episode.
Yes.
We'll watch all three again and talk about how our feelings and how we feel about it before
we watch
Resurrection. Yeah. It was an R. Revolutions, Revelations,
Reload and Revelations. It's fucking bullshit.
I mean, I'm not going to call it like that. All I'm saying is it what you're looking for is the first one undoes the sequels. And the sequels are not as good as the original.
No. And but I'm looking for Resurrections to be better. Because they've learned from their mistakes.
It was never a mistake. Our opinion on the sequels is very low. Well, I'm not going to say it's low.
It's not. Dude, bro, I've seen it out there. A lot of people hate them. I have hope. Like Neo did.
He didn't have a... I mean, I guess he did have to have hope.
He did have hope.
But all that being said...
and we're going to do that.
Let's get down to the final nitty gritty. And I think our opinions are basically the same. We're not counting short... The original.
The 1985.
It's fun. It's a great time.
It is. It's a beautiful piece of B-flick horror cinema.
Yeah. It's a snapshot. And I feel like anybody should watch it if you want to know where the remake came from. And if you didn't know that the remake was based on another one, then you should really check it out.
But to be honest with you, I was watching it. It's just running into a bunch of different rooms and being like, and then running into the same room, like running between rooms and be like, oh no. And then run to the next room, oh no. And then run into the next room, like, oh no. Oh God.
But so was the other one. So was the remake.
Ish.
They're just running all over the place. They got more. Ish. Is not only are they running in rooms, they're running outside too.
Ish.
Ish.
They did better.
Well, yes, obviously the acting's better. They readjusted the story for more modern times.
The story is better.
Ed was done way better.
They listened to Carlos Mencina.
Better. Nah.
You gotta do it better.
That's gonna be like your unofficial catchphrase.
I can't do that because that was his catchphrase.
Yeah, but it seems as much as you do it on our pod, like
I can't take that from you, and I'm sorry, and no copyrights.
But yeah,
I'm just okay.
Oh god. But it's fun.
To be honest with you, the new one is fun.
This is, like I said,
and
like
they should have killed him out there on the fucking road.
Like I said,
they should have killed him on the fucking road.
Yeah, but it would have been over too soon. 45 minutes in, or at the end of the movie.
Yeah, they.
45 minutes to an hour, that was when that happened.
You know, most films.
Yeah.
But not this film.
Nah. We need to stretch it out. Nah, it's just over an hour and a half.
You need to stretch it out. You know what I'm talking about.
We're not what kind
the
of
films.
Podcast.
I was talking about the film.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm the one with the potty mat brain over here.
That's not what I was talking dirty about. Thoughts.
Oh, I know.
I just had to make.
I know.
Okay. Oh God. Okay.
But I think we're nearing the end. Any final thoughts? Because, like I said,
to be honest with you. When we talked about this and doing this, I remembered the ending of the 2011 version differently. Like, not having the sub-dwellers, or afterwards, there were sub-dwellers, and...
Yeah, because it has a sequel. They both have sequels, too.
Like... That's what I felt like. There was...
Yeah, like, both the original and the remake have sequels as well.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Do you not remember that?
Yeah, because they probably weren't as good, but there's a sequel to both of them. So, you know. Maybe next year...
Those are so obscure that I missed them.
Maybe next year we will cover the sequels.
If you'd like to watch them, go and be a dumbass.
Yeah, and like I said...
I mean, go ahead and watch it.
Rude. You're the one forever insulting our listeners. I don't even see why they listen
to us. I love you guys. You know I love you guys. I'm just
You
saying.
Don't bite the hand that feeds, sir.
I'm just playing with you guys.
But no, like I was said, if... And again, we will talk about this, and we talked about this a little bit in our Child's Play episode, but if you gonna remake a movie... If you're gonna remake something, this is the perfect type to remake.
Don't do it the way Child's Play did it. Cause
yeah, no, that was garbage.
It was garbage. But they did use Aubrey Plaza, and
they underutilized her.
Oh yeah, but she showed another side of her, and
but yeah, like
it
I said,
it's gorgeous.
If you haven't seen this, check it out. I mean, it's a fun time. I think you really enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. Both of them. To be honest with you, the second one most definitely. 2011.
Oh yeah, for these two. Like,
most definitely. That
it
one.
Is a literal snapshot of 2011. It took all the the cultural references and things that were popular, and it was like, this is it. We're going to cram as much as we can in here. And they did it. The sweatpants with the
prints. Isn't that what we do with guys?
Probably. But all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done. I won't do another one. I'm sorry.
But all right. I think that's it. Any final thoughts or words? Like, I think we're going to wrap this up and wrap it.
I talked about you. David Tennant.
David
Tennant. He was beautiful as Peter Vincent.
I like him being this type of character. I like literally anything that he's
wonderful.
In. Speaking of that, great. Good Omens season 2 comes out soon.
He went down and he fucking redeemed himself.
Yep.
And it was beautiful. The weird thing at the end when they were beating up the boards and stuff.
He didn't hear me, you guys. I'll repeat myself in a minute after he finishes.
You're going to beat yourself?
Repeat.
Oh, I thought he said he was going to beat himself. I was like, I got to leave the room.
No, you just didn't hear what I said.
Oh.
They heard me.
I didn't hear you.
I know you didn't hear me. I mean, I'm going to wait for you talking about your redemption arc for...
But it was fucking beautiful. Like, he was fucking against it and fucking hidden his fucking room, fucking did whatever. But they gave him more of an arc within that film. Okay, so his family was killed by a family of vampires when he was a kid, and he watched it and he hid. And he learned from that, and then he learned everything that he fucking could after that.
Mm-hmm.
And lived his life. And said, fuck it. I'm not fucking with that shit. No, fuck that. And then here comes Yelchin. Or, Charlie.
Right.
And fuck that is what he said. At first. And then later on, blah, blah, blah. He shows up with Charlie.
I see your true
at the late, yeah.
Shining through, I see your true colors, and that's why I love you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love Cyndi Lauper. Okay, okay, but then he shows up and he fucking shows the fuck up.
He does
like
the damn
he shows
thing.
Up in fucking style.
He does the damn thing,
and he does the goddamn thing.
And I like
he
I
is
like
very. He is very, very influential to the fact that they won.
Yes, because he took his idea, but he burnt himself. He set himself on fire in the remake.
Yes.
As opposed to just the sunlight in the other one. Which was really cool. Did you notice that they gave him the same stance in the originals when he died as they did?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really cool. That's like... If you know, you know. Like, if
they did give him the same stance.
He like,
but they gave him the same mouth and shit too. Like, cause you know, with the newer films, they wouldn't really do that. But they took the same thing from the original Fright Night. Like, you know, like when he fucking vampired out, and he had that big mouth and rah. You know, he had that big mouth and shit.
Which
they fucking took that from the original Fright Night.
Yeah, but I
like
this CGI.
We're gonna keep a little bit of that in.
I mean, I don't. I like the original.
And they gave that to the reboot. They gave it to the rebirth.
I just like the way it looked in the original better than the CGI.
Yes, ish.
You like the CGI?
Not so much. It was kind of fucking weird.
They both looked weird. They both looked bad. I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, it looked better with the prosthetics as opposed to complete CGI face. That's in my opinion.
Ish. Yeah.
I hear the ish. Like, I mean, it's fine. You can have your opinion on like the one that you like better. I'm just saying, I preferred the...
I think that they were doing that with the CGI to try to pay homage to the original.
Yeah, and I like the original better. The CGI just didn't look good to me.
It wasn't.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just didn't look good to me.
It wasn't in the original.
It wasn't either. Why recast?
That's why they did it.
No.
They were paying homage to the
homage
original.
Homage can be... doing the same thing, but doing it better. Not doing the same thing and making it look just as shitty.
They didn't make it look this shitty.
It looked pretty bad.
It looked about the same. Nah. They were trying to do the whole kind of same thing.
And no, I'm not even talking about how it looked like it did. It was very similar, almost the same as the original, but it was just... The CGI made it look like shit. It was literally like, this is no longer...
You know what? One of the biggest things with the CGI, was like fucking crazy that he didn't get to from the original film when he tried to save the girl.
True. That is.
And they run out of the house and she just.
Right.
Right in the sunlight. Because he knew they were trying to escape. He knew he was trying to break her out. He got it the whole time. He could smell them.
That shit was funny.
And he was trying so hard. He was trying so hard. When God
she,
damn it.
When she
God bless you, Charlie.
When she burst, that shit was funny.
I was like, oh no.
I laughed. I straight up laughed.
I did too. I was like, oh no. Oh God. Oh. Oh, that set you back a little bit, didn't it? Oh no.
But I think. I think that's it?
Well, that's fucked up.
That oh, was, yeah, yeah. It
was. Dude, I don't know. I think there were two. I think the 1985 version was a pretty decent film.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I think the 2011 version was a better film.
Yeah, and like I
better
said.
Better actor. Not better actor.
If you're going to remake something, this is the type that you touch that could be improved by acting.
Okay, there was a decent actor
and story
or two in the original.
Yes, and that's fine.
But you had fucking Anton Yelchin. You had Chris Farrell. Colin Farrell. Sorry, I don't know why I said Chris.
Because you were thinking about yourself.
Yeah, because I'm fucking awesome. But you had Colin Farrell, and you had fucking
McLovin.
You had
his mom.
I don't know her fucking
anyway,
name.
Anyway, yeah, that's what
shit.
I'm saying. Like,
and you had
We it's cool. You don't have to go over all of them.
Oh God damn it! Then
it's fine.
There's a really important one that I'm forgetting. David Tennant.
Yeah, like I'm not saying.
Very important.
Yeah, and I mean, just utilize what you got, and they did. Like I said,
most of us guys do. We utilize what we have.
I'm sitting here and tell you that, like, as far as the remakes go, I already know that I'm going to demolish the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street because it shouldn't have been touched. Because even with the newer,
oh, we're going to kill it.
Even with the better technology and the better effects they could have done. They made him look like shit. It's not his fault.
It's not the dude that did Freddy because he is fucking.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk shit about that, but it's just the story all around was just.
Oh, it was fucking trash. It was fucking trash.
But, yeah.
It wasn't just the fucking story. It was what it was told and with the kids that they were using and doing. And
like I said,
it was fucking trash.
Don't touch something that
they're not
need
ready to
touch. Not even that. It didn't need to be retouched. It didn't need to be touched. Yeah. Now, this one should have. And I think that's our main thing. I guess that's what we're trying to say. Because I feel like we've been repeating ourselves for the past 20 minutes.
I think the reboot was way better.
Yeah, I feel like good. I think that's established, and I think that we...
Because there was things that we didn't get from the end of the first one that we got from this
one. Yeah, it made everything a tighter, neat little story ending. It bookended it. As opposed to, well, it wasn't Charlie's fault or his girlfriend's fault that she got bit, but she dies. You know?
She didn't die in the first one.
Well, no, but it wasn't the same. Because in this one, everybody that he bit came back.
Yeah, I know.
Except for Ed, because he got killed.
Well, she came back from this one, too.
I know. But everybody that he...
But there was a special stake. There's a special stake in this one.
Yeah.
In the 2011 version.
No, she said you missed, and it was like, I know.
Yeah, I know. He didn't even stab her in the other one. Mm-hmm. He was like, and then in this one, he was like, get the fuck off me, you crazy fucking vampiric bitch. And She was like, "Ah, you missed." He was like, "I fucking know, but I didn't want to kill you, crazy bitch. I'm trying to fucking
save you. I need you to be still. That squeaky's going to be terrible. Okay.
I'm trying to fucking save you." And then shit happened, and then he fucking saves her. Because he's fucking Yelchin.
It just because the story was written better.
Because it was written better.
But, yeah, I think...
We miss you, Yelchin. I do.
I think that's it. I think we're ready to book in this episode, too.
What a great actor.
Oh, my God. You're gone.
I just want to put that...
I'm just trying to end this before he gets even more drunk, y'all.
Now I'm just going to say, what a great actor.
But
I'm trying to pay homage to a great actor.
I understand.
That has passed beyond the bounds of our mortal grasp.
Okay, you guys. I think that's it. You can follow.
What the
hell? Nothing. No, it's fine. I'm just saying that's it. Like. I think if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thetangentverses@yahoo.com. You can follow each of our TikToks.
See what you're going to do with fucking Star Trek now.
Star Trek? Oh. Yeah. You can follow each of us on TikTok, where Chris does music and I do horror, gore, and lore.
And you want to play him on music? Stuff. Don't do it.
He ruins songs, and I give you horror movie facts.
I ruin shit.
I am at Tangent Kelvin. He is at Tangent Chris. We are on Facebook at Tangent Versus. I am at Tangent Kelvin. He is at Tangent Chris. What else? We are on Instagram at the_tangent_versus. You can also join our Facebook group. It is the Tangent Space Station, where we post memes and things like that. We also have a Facebook page where we just try to post like what's upcoming and everything. So yeah, there are multiple ways to get in touch with us.
Yeah, you can touch us. I'll fucking touch
and
you.
And links are in the show notes for our link.
He don't like to touch you, but I will touch you.
No, I don't like the touch because people got cooties.
I will touch you.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want the candy.
Anywhere you want. I'm just playing. I don't know you.
No, he's not.
I will touch you.
Oh, God. I think that's it. I think we're running out on our limit of how much they can take of us. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us in our universe.
Me also.
I have been Kelvin.
I am always the Chris.
And we're going to send you back home to your universe. But please tell your friends, tell your family, just tell one person to check us out. And we will be back soon.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Yeah.
They raping everybody.
I am not.
I'm sorry. We can cut that.
It's in there now. It's done.
I'm sorry.
But thank you for visiting us. We'll send you back home.
It popped in my head.
And
good night. It popped in my head. I couldn't help it.